No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. Towards the end of my time in high school, the end of my junior year, I really liked being at Mass. I still like being at Mass, actually. And there's just something in me, I liked to be at Mass enough that I started going to 6 a.m. Mass at my home parish and then going to school. And I would do that every day. So it's me and like 50 geezers at Mass. No offense if you resemble that statement. But it's me, and like I'm the only person under the age of 60 there. And every day I was just going about my business. Don't think highly of me. There's nothing to think high. So it was God just like doing something in me. It's like I just wanted to be there. And my parents were kind of confused. My friends were kind of confused. And I was like, this is just what I do. I wake up and I go to Mass and then I go to school. Like I just wanted to be there. So I'd go to Mass every day with my elderly friends. And then I would go on with my day. And it was there in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist that I would receive nourishment for the day. And I would be encouraged as I went along. And here I am struggling about what to do with my life, like visiting all these universities. And God had a plan eventually to get me to seminary and become a priest, yada, 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 all those things. But it's like never once did anyone at Mass stop me and say, hey, what's up with you? Like, this is not normal. Like, you're the only one. And I was just going about, for me, it was normal. This is just what I do. And never once. And that really frustrated me, because eventually I found my way into the seminary. And there was the Knights of Columbus. You know, the Knights of Columbus, they often have a ladies' auxiliary. Mostly it's their wives who take care of other things. And they invited me to a prayer breakfast. And I had seen these women at Mass every day when I was in high school. And I took that opportunity to scold them. I said, you saw me coming to Mass every day, and not one of you stopped to tell me, like, I was unique, that this was special, that this was out of the ordinary. I needed one of you to tell me that God was doing something special. He must have been doing something special in my life. I needed somebody to tell me that, because I couldn't see it for myself. Like, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. That at that time in my life, God the Father wanted my heart. And so he was drawing me to his son Jesus so that I could be close to him, so I could be nourished by the bread of life. God the Father wanted my heart to be close to him. God was doing something special in my life. I don't know if you know this. In this nation, about 20 to 25% of Catholics come to Mass on Sundays. It's pitiful. It's awful. It's like a quarter of Catholics come to Mass on Sundays. So you're actually the minority. And what's important to say about that is you're here because God the Father drew you here. Because God the Father cares enough about you to not let you wander off and go be your own God. That God the Father, through your family, through your friends, through people who pull your arms to get you here, God the Father cares enough about you that he draws you to himself so that you would meet his son who pours himself out for you and for me. God's doing something special in your life. You wouldn't be here if that weren't the case. Maybe that doesn't feel that way amidst suffering and amidst hardship and amidst maybe feeling forgotten by God. But God has a plan for your life, and there's a reason why you're here. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't abandoned you. That God the Father draws you to himself so that you can meet his son. And in today's gospel, Jesus once again gets to reveal himself as the bread of life who came down from heaven. That no one has seen the Father except the Son. And the Son, little by little, is going to show us the Father's heart. That he's merciful, that he's tender, that he's forgiving, that he's encouraging, that he loves without reserve, that he doesn't hold anything against you. And he asks time and again, would you come after me? Would you follow me? Would you remain with me? And Jesus is going to continue to provoke the Jews who are there around him, styling Moses as this great figure, this messianic figure, that Moses gave the people bread from heaven. And Jesus says, I am the living bread that came from heaven. Your ancestors, they ate manna in the wilderness and they died. I will give you the bread from heaven. He who eats this bread will never die. You and I are guaranteed life in heaven so long as we cling to the Father's love. And he nourishes us with his body and his blood. So much of what we celebrate when we come to Mass hinges on the words that the priest says, this is my blood poured out for you. For you. That's not y'all, that's you, singular. That Jesus on the cross pours his blood out for you and for me. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. That in case we ever think that the Eucharist is somehow separated from the cross, that when Jesus goes to the cross, he offers the perfect sacrifice for my sins, for my misgivings, for my errors, for my faults, for the times that I'm unfaithful, for the times that I've wandered away from the Father. Jesus, from the cross, pours out his flesh, and in a complete, totally understandable word, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is his flesh given up for you. And we can't be too flippant about our life with God, that God's always going to be there, or he's just some extra added on to my life. He's a bonus that I get. I do all these things, and then, oh yeah, I have a relationship with God. No. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. So in case no one's told you recently, God's doing something special in your life that he's not doing for somebody else. That God's drawing you close to him. For what reason? I don't know. But so long as we continue the journey, in time, the Lord's will is shown in all things. So let's persevere on the journey. Not that I'm totally unique and sort of a snowflake of a thing, but like the Lord has chosen me. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And that encounter happens here, especially when we come to Mass, that the Lord gives us the bread of life, the flesh poured out for you. The Lord is doing things in your life. The bread that he will give is his flesh for the life of the world.